What to make of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte? It's a question on the minds of U.S. policymakers, given his continuing commentary on relations between the two countries. This week, Duterte suggested U.S. special forces in the southern Philippines should leave the country because they might become targets for extremists in Mindanao. A little more than 100 U.S. soldiers are there, training local police and military on intelligence gathering and counterterrorism. Tuesday, Duterte said the Philippine Navy would stop patrolling the South China Sea with the U.S. Navy, a practice that started about 5 months ago. Tuesday night in the Philippines, Duterte said he was not anti-American and has no intention of cutting what he called our umbilical cord with allies. The Philippines is one of a handful of Asia-Pacific countries bound to the U.S. by a treaty relationship, which considers an attack on either country as an attack on the other. The U.S. also has treaties with Japan, South Korea, Australia, and Thailand. In another departure from current practice, Duterte says he's considering buying weapons from China and Russia. Meanwhile, in the waters of the South China Sea this week, joint military exercises continue, involving naval and marine forces of China and Russia. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.